was a bright as bright burning balls kind of day. Far too sunshiny and too much of a trouser soup kind of day outside for the pain I was dealing with. Oh, hadn't felt so bad. Not since that time I barely survived the running of the Minotaurs in Turgeburg back in the summer of 2020. Ugh, every inch of my body ached. Still wondering who could have drugged me. And why? If it was the station mangler, then why? Why does he care about little old me now? I don't work for him over at WLFC anymore. Is it because it all goes higher up the chain ladder? Was I getting too close to something? Or someone? Or something? I already said that. but this was all just a dream, right? Wasn't it? The succubus and the smarmy TP guy? That was all part of the dream, right? Ah, whatever, Lee Beverly. Up next, I got another connection to another case, thanks to my toddler-bodied buddy cop, Lieutenant Quincy Piddlepants Podesky, former Cupid cherub turned cherub cop.
I already told you I don't like to be called that, Tad.
Well, at least you've actually switched to pants over the cloth diaper this time.
Who are you just talking to?
My tape recorder. It's for my book and my podcast.
Did you just say podcast?
What do you got for me?
There's a woman who's been having a problem with someone stealing packages from her front entranceway.
Don't you have, like, rookie bicycle cops or something for that kind of thing?
What? You don't need the work?
All right, give me your number. I'll check her out.
She's 70, Tad.
Meh.
She had a conjoined twin.
Well, how old is she?
Well, she'd be 70 as well. But I said, had. She's dead.
Aw.
And the corpse is still attached.
Ew. Okay, well, thanks for sharing. I definitely won't hit on her. I don't think I want the job either.
It's good money.
Yeah, how good?
Let's just say, even if you weren't in the position of being a choosy little beggar, the money's still good.
Yeah, all right, fine. Well, what's her name?
Norma will know.
Will know what?
Her name.
What is it?
No. What is her maiden name? I said Norma will know.
Well, then let's ask her.
For Pete's sake.
No, for mine. Give me her info. Why would Pete Illington give a fuzzy crap about this? Unless her packages have been eaten by the recent infestation of giant gamma termites. In fact, I bet you that's what it is. There you go. Solve the case. Now where's that goodly good, juicy beggar money?
Are you drunk again, Tad? And what's that you're drinking there?
Oh, this, don't worry about it. This is just straight up tomato juice mixed in with apple juice and dollar beer. Just a little hair of the fever dream.
What?
It's a long story. I'll give you the tape when I'm done with it.
Okay, well, I'm not so sure this is necessarily a good idea anymore, but here's her contact information and address. Good luck. To her, I mean.
I pulled up to the house around 7 or 8. I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo home, smell you later."
Again, I'm an Uber driver, and I'm going to smell you all the way home. Ah, son of a... I still have to pick up my kid from soccer practice, and now she's gonna be like, Daddy, why does it smell like sweaty, unwashed, but still washed up has-been news broadcaster and apple mayo juice in here? Thanks, you pile of...
Oh yeah? Well, don't expect a good whelp review for me later, you jerk. What the hell is that noise? Hey, you! Where are you going with that?
Hey, what'd you do with my package from Flamazon?
It wasn't me. It was that tall, lanky kid slowly running away with what looks to be a huge fishtail sticking out of his butt. Kids are in a weird fashion these days.
Yeah, that's a likely story.
Hey, look it! Here's a nickel. Why don't you go downtown and get some rat to gnaw that shriveled corpse off your body? And you better have my money when I come back there, Wilno!
We'll see!
No, I'm pretty sure it's Wilno! Fishtail. But first, what's the deal with you grabbing that old lady's package? There's gotta be an easy way to make money.
Well, let's just say I wanted to get a hold of you, and when I heard that you were going to be put on the case of the stolen packages by Lieutenant Podesky, I decided to find out who the real thief was, pay him off, and pretend to be the thief so you could come down here and we could finally meet.
Wow, you really like the run-ons, don't you, Belle? You never heard of a phone, kid? So, alright, you're not the real thief, then who are you?
My name is Gil Finn Bilchner.
Gil Finn? Sounds fishy to me. Wait, did you say Bilchner?
That's right. I did. Because I'm your son. You're my dad, Tad.
Oh, dun-dun-dun! Well, stay tuned next time for the thrilling conclusion of Tad's frickin' fever dream. Great!
What was that all about?
Hey, look it, for the last time, it's for my book, or the damn thing broke in my pocket.
Hey there, Tad.
Yeah, hey there, Tad.
Bill the Yeti Monster. And you're that oversized teenage slug boy Q and I caught snorting uranium dust and licking the mammoth's foot over, several episodes back. What do you two want?
Well, just one question for you fellows for right now.
Yeah, what's that?
Do the rags smell like chloroform to you?
The what?
Up this morning, got the sun down, shining in.
Yeah.
I found my mind in a brown paper bag.
Hey, but then what kind of crap hole is this? I thought this guy had money.
Yeah, this place is real dumb.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It smells like.
What the hell?
Where are we?
My house, my supposed son.
Yeah, about that.
Where's the girl, Bonch?
The girl's what?
Yeah, where's the girl, Bonch?
Come here.
Hey, wait, what? No, hey, get your paw off me, you monkey. Hey, where are you dragging me to? My bathroom? No, man, you don't want to go in there. No, man, not the toilet.
Where's the girl, Bonch? Where's the frickin' girl, Bonch?
What the hell do you do with these golf clubs, man?
Obviously, you are not a bowler.
Excuse me, Mr. Yeti, sir?
What? Sluggy, go bring him in here.
Right.
What do you have to say?
I believe you two are looking for Herbert von Bonch III. More specifically, his wife? Would I be correct in that hypothesis?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, gentle, creatures.
There's nothing gentle about them. Ugh.
I'm sorry to disappoint, but that's not him.
How's that?
He's Bilch, not Bonch, or Von Bonch, rather.
He's who?
I'm Bilch, or the Bilch, or His Bilchness, or El Bilcherino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Do you mean brevity?
Who knows.
And who are you?
Well, I'm Mr. Von Bonch's assistant.
And my son.
Well, about that, Tad.
Hey, his license says Bilch. Sorry, our bad.
Yeah. Sorry, our bad.
See ya.
What the Sam crap was that all about, son?
Yeah, about that, Bilch.
To be continued.
No, wait, what? No, hey, no, girls, sorry, we're not done yet.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County.
All right, I guess we are.
FM